I must all wait forever by the river that took her to the sea. Here by the river, we loved, we laughed, we cried. But with time, my love, my darling, left my arms and was gone with the tide. How long I've been lonely, star of love, shine bright. I need her, oh, lead her to my arms. And the river, how swiftly they go by. But my heart will beat for no other till time stands still and the river runs dry. Time and the river, how swiftly they go by, but my heart will beat for no other till time stands still and the river runs dry.
Good morning to you. Time and the River from Nat King Cole. When I flew back from London, actually a week ago, this very day, I downloaded the Boxing Day Beagle at Night program and listened to it, and that was the one that featured, I think it was about, actually I think it was close to 3/4 of an hour of just Nat King Cole. And when Time and the River came on, I tell you, my eyes were like a river, crying like a baby. Beautiful song. Welcome to Beagle at Night with me, RB. And let's see, it could be April the 31st, except there aren't 31 days in April, so it makes it May the 1st in the United Kingdom, still April the 30th here in the United States, but we'll get there. Welcome to the programme. All the usual things in all the usual places. Got a very interesting interview with two really famous actors, call them what you will. That's coming up in about 35 minutes time, and we got Bing, we got Doris, and lots of other stuff as well. So settle back and relax, and let's enjoy the music together.
That I hurry to. There in the twilight, by our favorite willow tree, where I carved I love you, someone's waiting for me. Smiling, day in the hush when the sun is low, find him there. Each day in the hush when the sun is low, together we'll wander. Dear, in the twilight glow.
And Shelton, of course, with Paul Fenouillet and the George Mitchell Singers, and that was Twilight. So nice to be back with you. Hope you enjoyed sort of the thing that we threw together last week, three in a row for, I mean, like 2 hours. I thought it might be quite a nice idea, and judging by the reaction to it, you thought it was a nice change as well. But as I say, everything back to normal this week, which means coming up fairly shortly we'll have Bing Crosby. But to take us there was someone who's falling in love with someone. Here's Nelson Eddy.
I've a very strange feeling I never felt before. 'Tis a kind of a grind of depression. My heart's acting strangely, it feels rather sore. At least it gives me that impression. My pulses leap madly without any cause. Believe me, I'm telling you truly. I'm gay without cause, then sad without cause. My spirits are truly unruly. For I'm falling in love with someone, someone girl. I'm falling in love.
Providence, Rhode Island, was Nelson Eddy. Appeared in over 19 musical films, as well as being on the stage in both operas and doing concerts as well. Of course, he was well known for radio and television at nightclubs and He also sang a song or two to Jeanette MacDonald as well, When I'm Calling You being one of them. That, however, was Nelson Eddy on his own, and I'm Falling in Love with Someone, and that came from the musical from 1905, Naughty Marietta. Okay, time now for a couple of songs. We've got three this morning from Bing Crosby, and all I have to do to start it is say two simple words. Bing, sing.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. Now you've left me, and you love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Spain. They call me a dreamer,
But I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with the strange sounding names. With a strange sound of names, calling, calling me,
calling, calling me.
Say, Bing, remember back in Spokane? Remember how the whole family used to sit around the parlor and listen to Brother Everett sing?
Yeah, we always thought he was going to be the one.
Maybe he is. I think maybe the folks would like to hear
us.
What
he'll do to you when he gets
home. Say, maybe they'd like to hear us sing one of those old songs like we used to do.
You think so?
Well, I know Mother would.
Well, Mother may not be the only one listening.
She's the only one we're sure of.
Well, I guess we could do a song for Mother. Anyone else who is interested that's listening.
How about a duet on Moonlight and Roses?
Okay, you be Moonlight, I'll be Roses. Harry Bodkin on the vibraharp.
Moonlight and roses bring wonderful memories of you. My heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. June light discloses love's olden dreams sparkling anew. Moonlight and roses bring memories of you. Light and roses bring wonderful memories of you. And my heart reposes in beautiful thoughts so true. June light discloses love's olden dreams sparkling anew.
Wasn't it? We started off that little threesome with Bing Crosby and Vic Young and his orchestra with You Are My Sunshine. We then had Faraway Places, Bing Crosby and Ken Darby Choir, and then Moonlight and Roses from Bing and Bob Crosby, and I thought that was very nice indeed. But let me just dial up the time and have a listen to this next song, keeping in mind the song that we just heard. But let me just dial up. Hold on a minute.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be about 1925.
Actually, 1924. was Moonlight and Roses. Before it was called Moonlight and Roses, it was called Andantino. And that was played there by Mark Andrews on the organ. Very first ever recording of that song. And it was written by Edwin Lemaire, Andantino, in D-flat, opus 83, number 2. And then along came Ben Black and Charles Daniels and turned it into Moonlight and Roses. But I thought you'd be very interested to hear just the very first ever recording of that song. Hope you enjoyed it. I want to go over to Germany now and say Guten Morgen to Holger as we get another song from his house. And I had his email here ready to go and read, and of course now I have completely lost it, but I will get it as soon as I can. He says, I hope you've had a nice journey. I did have a nice journey, Holger, thank you. Wasn't nearly as crazed as the one that I did in October, so I arrived on a Friday evening at Heathrow, which is really a very sensible thing to do, and then I spent Saturday in Shenfield visiting my old boss and his lovely wife Linda. Sunday visited family in Swanley in Kent, and then on Monday I went up to Grimsby and visited my sister, and Tuesday flew home. So it was actually a very, very nice journey, and all the trains connected coming home Tuesday, which I was a little bit worried about because we had a couple of connections there, had to take four trains, and we had a couple of connections there were sort of like 8 minutes, but we did it. Anyway, Holger says, this is the German version of A Pub with No Beer. It was first recorded by the Belgian Bojan Chopin, who did it in several languages. Ich stehe in der Bar und hab kein Geld. I'm sure that's wrong. But Holger says, I stand at the bar and do not have money. That's the title in German. And Holger says, this reminds me of an old joke. Someone meets an acquaintance who stands crying in front of a pub. Why are you crying? No money? And the guy replies, no, thirsty.
Es ist schrecklich, allein durch die Wüste zu gehen. Es muss fürchterlich sein, nie die Heimat zu sehen. Aber nichts ist so traurig für mich auf der Welt, wenn ich stehe an der Bar und ich habe kein Geld. Als Dom Duri musst hängen, hab ich zugeschaut, von Mut keine Spur, denn er jammerte laut. Doch ich kann ihn verstehen, auch ich bin kein Held, wenn ich stehe an der Bar und ich habe kein Geld. Charlie Brown ist mein Partner, der ist ein Genie, der lädt mich stets ein, nur bezahlen tut er nie. Ach, er freut sich ja so, wenn er Whisky bestellt. Und ich steh an der Bar und ich habe kein Geld. Ich erfuhr, dass mein Freund, dem ich immer vertraut, sich erholt in Paris und mit ihm meine Braut. Doch ein Wirt hat mir damals was Schlimmeres erzählt, als ich stand an der Bar und ich hatte kein Geld. Ja, ich hab schon ne Menge im Leben gesehen. Das Schönste ist doch, an der Theke zu stehen. Doch ich wünsch mir, ich wäre nicht mehr auf der Welt, wenn ich stehe an der Bar und ich habe kein Geld.
And that was the title, and that was from Bobby Jan, and that was Holger's Song of the Week. Thank you so much, the Holger. Really did enjoy that, and I've made you stay up a little bit later than usual. Time now to climb up the stairs to Bedfordshire.
Remember You heard it, or you danced to it, a long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Angel Radio. Angel Radio, part of the family.
We'll have a ding-dong rockabilly wedding, make life a ding-dong rockabilly song. Well, hey, dilly dilly, we'll play rockabilly and nothing will ever go wrong. We'll have a ding-dong rockabilly wedding, make life a ding-dong rockabilly song. Me and my ding-dong dollar went a-dancing, we heard a ding-dong rockabilly tune. Me and my ding-dong dollar were romancing, neath the ding-dong rockabilly moon. Well, hey, dilly dilly, we'll play.
Here's exactly what you're thinking of.
We'll have a ding-dong rockabilly wedding. Come on and bring the crowd along.
Hooray!
At our ding-dong rockabilly wedding, we'll hear the church bells ring ding-dong. Well, hey, dilly dilly, we'll play a rockabilly and nothing will ever go wrong. We'll have a ding-dong rockabilly wedding. Make out the ding-dong rockabilly song. Rockabilly moon. Well, hey, dilly dilly, we'll play a rockabilly and nothing will ever go wrong. We'll have a ding-dong rockabilly wedding, make life a ding-dong rockabilly song. Well, hey, dilly dilly, we'll play a rockabilly and nothing will ever go wrong. We'll have a ding-dong rockabilly wedding, make life a ding-dong rockabilly song. Ding-dong, ding-dong, ding-rockabilly song.
Sounds like a good idea to me, Lorraine Desmond and Ding-Dong Rockabilly Wedding. You're listening to Angel Radio on this Wednesday morning for listeners in the UK. Still very much Tuesday evening for us here on the American side of the Atlantic. Okay, what are we going to do now? Well, next up is Beagle's Big Three. And because I was away for a week, I didn't actually have any Beagle's Big Threes come in. So I'm sort of borrowing some songs from D.A.B. Dave, who suggested that this might make the perfect Beagle's Big Three. The singer is a gentleman who was actually born in Canada, in Vancouver, indeed, back in 1919. He produced 400 shows for the BBC, Forces Network. His mother was a pianist, and his father and three brothers were all singers. He got his break in the 50s when he appeared as Biggie Bigelow in Carousel. Who am I talking about? Beagle's Big Three this week, Edmund Hockridge.
To glow some flame deep within made them shine. Those eyes are the eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine.
eyes of a woman in love, and may they gaze evermore into mine, crazily gaze evermore into mine, into you could be watching the night with me. Into the night I cry, hurry home, come home to me. Set me free, free from doubt and free from longing. Your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love have longing. Into your arms I'll fly, locked in your arms I'll stay, waiting to hear you say, no other love have I, no other love have
halls of Rome heard you whisper that a wonderful dream could not be. Now as I walk alone by the fountains of Rome, your lovely reflection I see. Only you do I see. By the fountains of Rome, with me.
Lovely Beatles Big Three this week, as sort of chosen by DAB Dave. Edmund Hockridge started off with A Woman in Love and then No Other Love from Oscar and Hammerstein and Richard Rodgers, of course, and then by the Fountains of Rome. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beagle's Big Three, all you have to do is just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist, and if you want to choose the songs as well, that's great. I certainly have no problem with that. And if you first one in through the door, well, you'll probably be the one on air this time next week. Okay, time now for Tell Me a Story. This week it's a little bit different. It's actually an interview from the 1960s with two of my favourite actresses talking about, well, their new film that is coming out and the Oscars and various other things. Have a listen to this. I think you're going to find it quite interesting. Telling the story this week of showbiz, I guess. Well, have a listen.
Miss Davis, Mr. Haviland, it's a great pleasure to have you in Texas.
Thank you.
And we hope that, even though this is a brief visit, we hope that you both have a chance to come back very soon. Mr. Haviland, I know that you're here primarily to talk about your newest film, which you and Miss Davis are the co-stars, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. What kind of a film is it?
Well, it's a drama of suspense and mystery and glamour, with wonderful characters, and I don't have to tell you who Charlotte is. She's seated on your right.
Well, how does the title Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte come about, Miss Davis? Does Charlotte know something? And
it's the song of your lover, isn't it?
Huh?
Well, actually, the title did come from a song that Charlotte's lover leaves her.
Mm-hmm.
In a music box. He leaves this song in a music box. And our story starts 30 years after he is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the only thing she has left of him. So that's really where the title came from, was this song he wrote her.
Does this film or this story have any resemblance at all to Baby Jane?
No, I think number one's better story. And no, not at all. Totally different set of characters.
Mm-hmm.
And a totally different cast. In my opinion, no.
Mr. Haviland, does your role in Charlotte bear any resemblance to anything you've done in the past?
I don't think so. No, she's morally insane, of course. And I play Cousin Miriam,
oh.
Betty's cousin, you see. And I won't give away too much about the story, but I should say no. She's quite separate from anything I've ever done.
Yes,
before.
I don't think so,
Betty?
Mm-hmm.
Completely.
Yeah.
And she's wonderful.
Oh.
She's wonderful. I feel Olivia hasn't often thought of playing a villainess, which she really does. And she's wonderful. I hope it'll inspire her to try it again.
I wanted to ask both of you ladies, since the Academy Awards have just recently been announced, or the nominations, I should say, do you have any predictions to make, Mr. Heaven?
I don't have any predictions at all. Not a one. It's all a great mystery.
I have.
I think Mr. Harrison and Miss Julie Andrews. And I have to say for Miss Julie Andrews, I think it's right. Because I think the heartbreak she must have gone through when she wasn't cast in My Fair Lady must have been astronomical. And it will be a queer quirk of fate if for another film in the same year she wins the award.
Mm-hmm. What did you think about her remark at the...
To Mr. Warner?
Yes, yes.
Well, it's true.
Well,
for Mr. Warner, she
very well
put. She would not have played Mary Poppins. But still, Mary Poppins is not, with the success like she had in My Fair Lady, you can imagine how deeply she wanted to play the film. And actually, Mr. Harrison wasn't originally asked to play the Scopes. Mr. Cary Grant was, and it was to Mr. Cary Grant's good taste. He said, who can replace Mr. Harrison? And then they gave it to Mr. Harrison.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Haviland, do you have any idea about the movie itself that might possibly be the winner of the ones that are nominated?
I suppose My Fair Lady really has an edge on them all.
So?
I suppose it does. What do you think, Betty?
I suppose. Mm. Although, actually, I feel this is wrong. I feel any time a successful stage play is brought to the screen and done well, which My Fair Lady is, it is not as great a triumph as somebody who takes an original story
perfectly
and brings
true.
It to the screen.
Absolutely.
And I've always thought there should be two categories of the best redone stage thing for the screen and an original film directed from scratch by some director. I don't think there's any comparison.
But I must say, don't you think, Betty, that this is the first year where there has been a preponderance of comedies among the nominations for the Best Picture
yes,
Awards?
Yes,
that's
comedies,
never happened before.
Comedies are very hard to write, good comedies.
Yes.
Very
mm-hmm.
hard, and we haven't had many.
Yes.
You say it really in the last 10 years, actually.
Yes. And we've been rather snobbish about that up until now, too. We always felt that the comedy, that
well,
drama.
Well, but this takes a special writer, doesn't it?
Yes,
a special writer.
Of all the memorabilia that you all have collected through the years of your career, what is the thing that means the most to you? Would it be your Academy Awards or maybe some personal possession? I always break it down in terms of, in case of fire, I would grab, you know.
Well, I would grab my children in case of fire.
I think that's the
greatest part of my life, bringing up my children.
That's a very nice answer, Mr. Heaven.
Oh, yes, I feel the same way. I said to my daughter the other night, she said, Mama, do you have any jewels? Real ones? I said, no, darling, I wear real Dior's and false jewels. Well, I said, Giselle, I do, in a sense, have two jewels, and I quoted Cornelia, whoever it is, in the Greek legend. They are you and Benjamin. And she said, vraiment? And I said, vraiment. Betty feels the same way.
I truly do.
Miss Davis, we've been seeing you on live television. Maybe some of it's taped, but essentially live television.
Well, tape television
yes,
is live television.
Live.
There really isn't that much difference. Well, just Livia and I did the Hollywood Palace together not too long ago, and then I did it recently. I guess, what was it, last Saturday?
Mm-hmm. I think
you lose, when you travel by jet, you lose all sense of place and time. I guess it was, yes, it was last Saturday night.
Mr. Haviland, you maintain your home in Paris.
Yes.
Do you ever have a chance to work with French television at all?
No, I never have. You know, they have only one channel. It's on half a day. I think that's just enough, too, actually. I think perhaps you overdo television in this country a little bit as far as looking at it is concerned.
Well,
that's the
it
use
goes
of the
on and on
with
things it?
That yeah. are very important, like reading and talking to friends,
yes.
you know?
Yes. What a great pleasure for us to have you, Miss Davis, and you, Mr. Haviland, as our guests today. Thank you both very, very much for getting up earlier and coming down to be with us.
Loved it.
Thank
we
you
indeed.
Both.
Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you till he dies. Oh, hold him, darling, please hold him tight. And brush the tear from your eyes. You weep because you had a dream last night. You dream that he said goodbye. He held two roses within his hand. Two roses he gave to you. The red rose tells you of his passion, the white rose, his love so true. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush. me, Charlotte. He'll love you till he dies. And every night after he shall die, yes, every night when he's gone, the wind will sing to you this lullaby. Sweet Charlotte was loved by John. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, Charlotte, don't you cry. Hush, hush, sweet Charlotte, he'll love you too.
You enjoyed that little bit of an interview there with Betty Davis and Olivia de Havilland. Incidentally, the Oscars that they were talking about there, Rex Harrison did indeed win Best Actor for My Fair Lady, and Best Actress did go to Julie Andrews for Mary Poppins, and I believe My Fair Lady also won Best Picture. Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte was a brilliant film as well. It had 7 Academy Award nominations, although it didn't actually win any. I believe Betty Davis and Agnes Moorehead did win Golden Globes for actress and supporting actress, but it was a wonderful cast. Betty Davis, Olivia de Havilland, Josephine Cotton, Agnes Moorehead, and it was the last film also of Mary Astor. And originally the film did actually feature Joan Crawford, who did not get on with Betty Davis, and they made Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, but they did not like each other. They had a really bad karma on set, and Crawford eventually dropped out of Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte, and Olivia de Havilland was recast, or was cast in the role. And I believe, and again I'm just going from memory here, that Betty Davis and Olivia de Havilland were actually very good friends. So I hope you enjoyed that. And of course we heard there Patti Page singing as well, Hush, Hush, Sweet Charlotte. Okay, time to dial in another year and see what we've got coming up next. Let's see, so 1930-something, perhaps?
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1937.
Pretty close, 1938.
Thank you.
Something from the film Moon Over Miami, 1941. It's Larry Clinton and his orchestra with vocals supplied by the great Peggy Mann. And before that, with an absolute original, Irving Berlin's What'll I Do, was Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra. Coming up in just a couple of minutes' time, we have a little bit of posh, and actually it is very posh this morning, from somebody that may surprise you, although it really shouldn't. To take us there, how about some Joe Stafford?
The sudden change, why so cold and why so strange, be sentimental. Don't hang your fate on jealousy and hate, cause Ivy, he was never born for the touch of a witch's thorn, so please be gentle to his heart. His arms tonight, then wander far from sight. Can't understand you, Ivy. But remember this: if you really want his kiss, be sweet and gentle, lest you. Gentle to his heart, Ivy. Mm-hmm. Just remember this, if you really want his kiss, be sweet and gentle, lest you part. Remember, I'll be. If you love him, then you must be gentle to his heart.
Joe Stafford and Ivy here on Angel Radio. You're listening to Peagley at Night. You can hear us in Havant and Gosport and Portsmouth on 98.6 on the FM dial. You can also hear us on various DAB multiplexes around the UK and, of course, on the internet and World Wide Web. And for current listening details of DAB and internet, you can go to angelradio.co.uk. Right now, it's time for a little bit of posh, and it is a little bit, it's only 5 minutes this week. It's by a lady who's very famous indeed. She was the first black artist to have a number one hit in the UK singles chart, and as of present, remains the only female instrumentalist to do so. She's very well known for Boogie Woogie, and also for playing the theme tune to a certain snooker program called Pot Black. Una Winifred Atwell, of course, who was born in 1910 or 1914, depending on you pay your money, you take your choice. But she died in Sydney, Australia, back in 1983. Terribly good at playing old boogie-woogie on the piano, but she could also do classical pretty well. And here she is with Chopin's Fantaisie Impromptu. beautiful. Winifred Atwell with Chopin's Fantasie Impromptu, and that is this week's. It was just so good, wasn't it? Yeah, bit of posh, more than a bit of a posh, great bit of posh. Hope you enjoyed that. We'll have some more posh around about the same time next week. Now, at the moment, we are totally on schedule, but to knock us off schedule, here's Andy Williams.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask, would you like to go with me to see a movie? First you say no, I've got some plans for tonight, and then you stop and say, alright. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, and I never seem to know what you were thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile with a spooky little girl like you. Spooky. This little game that you are playing, I'm gonna tell you all that my heart has been dying to be saying. Just like a ghost, you've been haunting my dreams, so I'll propose on Halloween. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl.
Williams and Spooky here on Beagley at Night, which has now made us late for Doris Day. Can't blame me for that. Mind you, if I play this, then you can.
Angel keeps you 1, 2, 3 jumps ahead.
I know.
Stick with us, you'll be well fed with happy music and a smile.
Golden oldies all the while. Keep tuned and follow suit. Let Angel bring a brighter future. Radio, it's the one for me.
Now, in a happy way, here's the wonderful Doris Day.
Under a blanket of blue, just you and I beneath the stars, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance. The night is ours. under a blanket of blue. Let me be thrilled by all your charms. Darling, I know my heart will dance within your arms. A summer night. Enthralling me so, the night would be tragic if you weren't here to share it, my dear, covered with heaven. Let's dream a dream of love for two, wrapped in the arms of sweet romance, under a blanket of blue.
And roses.
I peeked in to say good night, and then I heard my child in prayer, and for me some scarlet ribbons. Scarlet ribbons for my hair. All the stores were closed and shuttered. All the streets were dark and bare. In our town, no scarlet ribbons, not one ribbon for her hair. Through the night, my heart was aching. Just before the dawn was breaking, gay profusion lying there. Lovely ribbons, scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons for her hair. I live to be 200. I will always know from where came those lovely scarlet ribbons, scarlet ribbons.
At the third stroke, the time on Angel Radio will be, about 1939.
Of you, darling, in spite. sight of you, I'll make you mine. Everywhere, you're all that I want you to be. Every day, you seem to be nearer to me, dearer to me. My love for you is like the great elation that Shelley knew when he found inspiration. You can never change it more, for it's immortal, my love for you.
With the Savoy Orpheans and Anne Lennard doing the singing there from 1939, My Love For You. And before that, we had Doris Day, Day at Night. Started off with Under a Blanket of Blue, and then we had Lollipops and Roses, and then the wonderful Scarlet Ribbons. And a lot of people seem to think that Scarlet Ribbons, nobody really knows where the song came from, but it's not true. It's actually written by Evelyn Danzig Levine back in 1949. Apparently only took her 15 minutes to come up with the song, and she invited lyricist Siegel to come and hear her. Jack Siegel, that would be. Juanita Hall, who was in South Pacific, I seem to recall, and Diana Shore, they recorded versions of it, but it took Harry Belafonte to really bring the song to fruition, and eventually it did hit the charts. 1959, the Browns recorded a top 20 hit version, peaked at number 13, and the rest, as they say, is history. So many people have recorded that song. And we'll have some more Day at Night around about the same time next week. Not too far away now, we have some comedy, but before that, how about Beryl Davis with Russ Case and his orchestra?
Beyond the crowd, above the world, we're not too proud to cling together. We're strong long as we're together. Starless night, we're not in vain, for we're together, and what is there to fear together? As great as a love can be, and we can weather the great unknown if we. Deep as the sea.
forever.
Recorded back in 1947, that was Russ Case and his orchestra, Beryl Davis doing the singing and Alone Together. I'm off to Sandra D, we're going to have some comedy.
Darling, I'm writing to you, and every word I say is true. Dear Johnny, if you want me, you don't have to act like you're a star. 'Cause I love you, sweet and gentle, just the way you are. And Johnny, when we date, dear, you don't have to have a fancy car. 'Cause I love you, I adore you, just the way you are. A walk in the park, a kiss in the dark, two hearts beating fast, love promising to last. Oh, Johnny, dear Johnny, that's how you won my heart. Don't change, 'cause I love you just the way you are. A walk in the park, a kiss in the dark, two hearts beating fast, love promising to last. Oh, Johnny, dear Johnny, that's how you won my heart. Don't change, 'cause I love you just the way. Just the way you
are. Well known for her films, of course, there was Sandra Dee and Dear Johnny. You're listening to BB at Night with me, RB. Time for comedy now. This week you're going to hear, amongst others, Betty Marston and Hugh Paddock, Norman Evans, Tony Hancock, and Dorry Dean. Sounds good to me.
The trend in films is still back to the 40s, the era when Fanny was by gaslight and not Hill. And Hill was Dr. Charles and not Fanny. The days when Jimmy Tarbuck was Ted Ray and so was Charlie Chester. When everybody was our gallant ally, except for the people who are now our friends. Ah, well, plus ça change. That's the actual French, you know. Here now is an excerpt from one of the great films of that period, starring Dame Celia Mulstrangler and aging juvenile Binky Huckabeck.
Charles! Charles! I thought you'd never get here.
It wasn't easy. But I pulled it off.
Charles, darling, how strong you are.
Oh, Fiona, how I love you in these gay, madcap, antic, hoydenish, exuberant moods of yours. You just twinkle.
Only for you, Charles. Only for you. Come, sit here by me. Tell me, Charles, is it bad?
At the front.
at the front.
Pretty bad at the front. Not too good at the back. But he's done the sides beautifully. Oh, it tickles you, does it? Perhaps I should have shaved it off. Oh, I love to hear you laugh, Fiona.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know.
Charles, I want to make you happy for these few brief, fleeting moments that we're together. How can I make you happy?
You know, Fiona.
Yes, I know, I know.
Kiss me, Charles. Kiss me.
Oh, Fiona, if only this could go on forever. Tell me, Fiona, have you ever loved like this before?
Not like this. Not quite like this. Not on the top of a 73 bus.
Lizzie? Oh dear, what do you want?
Better go and see who's knocking at the front door.
Oh my goodness, I wonder who it can be. Hello, Cornelia. I was just passing and heard you wasn't so very well, so I thought I'd pop in and cheer you up a bit. I brought some flowers. I thought if I were too late, they'd come in handy, but I see you're still here. Yes, I'll tell you what. These here stairs have an awkward bend at top to get the coffin down, haven't they? Aye. Well, now, what's been the matter with you?
I've had bronchitis.
Oh, I see. Well, you want to be careful with that, you know, the popping off in hundreds with it up and down. Still, you won't have to worry. I suppose you don't know that your Willie Henry's on Mill Pond in a tub. And bottom looks if it'll come out any minute. There won't half be some bubbles then, if you like. No, well, I can't get to him. Well, no, you'll have to trust to Providence he comes home. And I'll tell you another thing, too. I don't like the looks of that woman you've got in. She stood at door now with a chap. He looks to me like a burglar. You look, well, if she gives him skeleton at keyhole and he comes in and has a pop at you some night, you never know. There was a fella got in at Nabul last week and come through a window like that at back of your bed. I'd keep it fast if I was you. Oh, can I have a drink of water? Aye, you're looking a lot worse than what you did when I just come in. Here you are. Mine's spilling now.
I'm feeling a lot better, you know.
Yes, well, you can't tell. You see, there was Mrs. Jones last week. She was sat up doing nicely like you are, and all of a sudden she started with spasms round the heart, and she went off like a flash of lightning on Wednesday. They're burying her today. Ah, well, I thought I'd pop in and see you up a bit, you see. Oh, I thought I'd something to tell you. Scarlet fever's broken out in the village. Yes, they've taken Freddie Hawthornthwaite today to the hospital, and your Willie Arthur were playing with them all yesterday.
Ah, well, he looked all right at dinner time.
Yes, I know. You can't tell, it takes 2 or 3 days to come up. Well, I'll be going and you'll have to book up a lot, you know. Is this your medicine here? Eh, I'd change your doctor if I was you. You see that white stuff at bottom? I'll bet something's that's arsenic. Well, I'll pop in tomorrow, Cornelia, that's if you're here. You don't half look bad. And you'll have to try and remember and keep a smile on your face. And then if you happen to pop off suddenly, you'll make a nicer corpse, you see. Well, ta-ta, shan't be long.
Come to cheer me up, did she?
My word, thank goodness she's gone.
Trends in the cinema. The nostalgia for the 30s continues. And this week at the National Film Theatre, they're showing a revival of that great classic love story, Forbidden Encounter, starring Celia Molestrangler and Binky Huckaback.
Oh, Fiona, this heat. I can't stand it any longer. This Interminable heat is enough to drive a man out of his mind.
Steady, Charles. You're losing your grip.
I can't stand it any longer. I can't. I can't! Thank you, Fiona. I deserve that. Oh, darling Fiona.
Darling Charles.
Darling, darling Fiona.
Darling, darling, darling Charles.
Holding you like this, I feel something I don't quite understand.
I don't quite understand it either. And yet, I sense it. Somehow.
I somehow sense it too.
I'm glad you sense it. It makes it better. For both of us. Somehow. Knowing.
I know.
I know you know.
I know you know, I know.
Yes, I know. Oh, Charles. What's wrong?
I don't know. Just this damned heat. Oh, Fiona, how I hate having to meet you furtively like this. Suppose someone were to find us out.
Who would ever think of looking for us here in this damp, steamy hell? Charles. Charles, there's someone there, crouching behind that palm tree. See, there, that small, swarthy man in a loincloth. Look, he's coming over.
It's all right, Fiona. I'll handle him. I speak his language, you know. All right. What do you want, you grinning devil?
Governor's respects, sir, but he says ladies aren't allowed in the Turkish bars of a Monday.
Good morning, Doctor. This won't take long. I think you'll find the cardiac tubes and the blood sedimentation rate normal. The epiglottis seems in order, though there is evidence of a few adhesive cystations on the pleural wall with a site fibrosis of the intravenous duodenum, possibly psychosomatic.
Get your clothes off.
Certainly not.
Take your clothes off.
No.
Now, come on. I haven't got much time. I've got to go and examine a sick pig in Cheltenham.
A sick pig?
Yes. Yes. You see, I'm a vet, really. I just do Mr. James' insurance work in my spare time. Take your clothes off.
Definitely not. I refuse to be examined by a vet.
It's all the same. Animals haven't got anything we haven't got.
Be that as it may, I'm not having you blowing horrible great pills down my throat.
And I won't. I won't. Scouts honor.
Cross your heart and hope to die.
It's all right.
All right, then I'll give you a chance. Mm-hmm. Which is most important to me. It depends on your medical report whether they accept me for insurance or not.
Oh, aren't I important?
You're pleased, aren't you?
Yes.
I thought so. You swelled visibly then.
Oh.
Your shoulders went back.
I didn't.
They did. You did, no?
Really?
Yes.
It's the first time in years.
Well, they have. Your shoulder blades are overlapping at the back. You ever in the Guards?
No.
Well, I am surprised. Apart from being 18 inches too small, you've got just the build for it. Yes. Fine figure of a man.
Oh, well, I am very healthy. Blood donor, you know.
I should watch him if I were you. I think they're taking too much. Now, what about this examination?
Well, the first thing to do is to weigh you. You've got a penny.
Doctor's office shouldn't have scales like that. You should have one with weights.
Yes, well, if you'd rather, we could pop down to the greengrocer's. You won't mind.
I'm not going to climb up on a barrow in the high street. Here's a penny. Get on with it.
Right, then. Stand on.
I don't like this at all. It's not right being examined by a vet. What have I got in common with a pig in Cheltenham?
Well, you weigh the same for a start.
Never.
Yes, you do. It says so on this little card. Oh.
What?
Your lucky color's green.
How very gay.
He says you're strong, forthright, got a sterling character, and a generous disposition.
Well, that's quite true.
Shall I get on the scales and see what I am?
Save yourself a penny, I can tell you that.
And I'm going to give you a thorough examination. Now, Lizzie, where is your heart?
It's there somewhere. I can hear it beating. There it is. Look, you can see my skin going in and out.
Oh, yes. Isn't the human body marvellous? All these little bits in there combining with each other to make one big bit.
He's attended all the lectures, you can see that.
I did, yes. My mother took in washing. She went out scrubbing, saved every penny she had to send me to medical school.
Oh, I am sorry. What a waste of money. Come on, get on with it.
All right, now the next thing I suggest to do is to have a listen in, isn't it?
Yes, why not? Pass a few minutes.
Let's see now. Now, it's no good. I can't examine you standing up. I'm used to animals. Go get down on your hands and knees.
What for?
Well, I'll know where everything is then.
This is most undignified.
Oh, that's better. That's much better. Here.
What?
Where do you keep your liver?
I have no choice. It is just here. You ought to know that.
It's very difficult. I'm used to looking under a lot of feathers and stuff. Say 99.
99.
Again? 99.
Again?
99. Well, there's nothing wrong with your voice, is there? I'll put that down. Your lungs all right and your heart's all right. Partner, slight touch of foul pest. I think you should pass. I'll send the report in. You'll be getting your policy here within a few days.
Thank you very much. I do hope the pig gets well.
Well, if he doesn't, I'll send you a bit.
You're most kind. And now, if you'll excuse me, I shall put my shirt front on and leave. It's been a great honor to meet you, sir. Yeah. Huh. I've got a sick Alsatian at home, so if you're ever down my way,
yes?
I'll set him on to you.
Used to love me, but now I'm what they call an also-ran. For he's gone potty since he bought a wireless, and from that day my troubles they began. Since my old man's had a portable, he's gone completely up the pole. All he thinks about is knobs, knobs, knobs. That's why he gets the sack from all his jobs. Mrs. What's-her-name, the woman just next door to me, thinks that he's not nice to know. For she says whenever she comes to have some tea with me, he's twiddling with the knobs on the radio. He took it to his Auntie Katie's funeral, and as soon as everyone began to pray, he couldn't keep his fingers off his wireless, and it started up to rarabundiay. Since my old man's had a portable, he's gone completely up the pole. All he thinks about is knobs, knobs, knobs. That's why he gets a sack from all his jobs. We never kiss and cuddle like we used to do when I told my mother so. Oh, she got in such a rage, said, how dare a man his age be twiddling with the knobs on the radio. Oh, I don't think I'll ever rear him, I don't. One day I know I'll damage his condenser. I'll give his tension battery a smack. Oh, and you should hear him tell his bedtime stories. Oh, they give me atmospherics down me back. Since my old man's had a portable, he's gone completely up the pound. All he thinks about is knobs, knobs, knobs. That's why he gets a sack from all his jobs. He has his weekly bath in the kitchenette, and if in there I should go, why, he's never in the bath, but he's standing on the hearth, twiddling with the knobs on the radio.
That's going to be going around my brain for days. That was Dory Dean and Twiddling with the Knobs on the Radio. Comedy this week, we started off with Charles and Fiona at the front, and then we had Auntie Ramsbottom's visit. Then we went back to Charles and Fiona for Forbidden Encounter, and then The Doctor's Dilemma with Tony Hancock, and of course also in there it was Kenneth Williams. And we'll have some more comedy around about the same time next week. Now, here are the jesters.
Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd near leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. Matt Casey formed a social club that beat the town for style, and hired for a meeting place a hall. When payday came around each week, they greased the floor with wax and danced with noise and vigor at the ball. Each Saturday you'd see them dressed up in Sunday clothes. Each lad would have his sweetheart by his side. When Casey led the first grand march, they all would fall in line behind the man who was their joy and pride. Or Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on.
Lovely stuff, the jesters and the band played on. If you'd like a tune here on Beagley at Night, do please drop me a line. It's roy@angelradio.uk. Just let me know what it is you would like to hear, and I will be very happy to play it. And if you let me know, I will, if I have it. And if I don't have it, I can usually get it. And I'll be very pleased to play it for you. So it's roy@angelradio.uk. And if you don't have access to email, and I know a lot of us don't have access to email, you can always give a call on 0800 014 1955. And if you do that out of office hours, I think you'll get the machine and somebody will take down a note and send it on to me. And if you do it during office hours, well, you get to talk to a real person and just ask them to send it on to me. And they're so nice over there in Havant, they will do just that. We're sort of rapidly running out of time. According to the clock on the wall, we've got about another 8 minutes. Actually, less than that, 7 minutes. So let's crack on.
In my
there's someone new. I give my good night kisses too. But it's still the same old you in my heart. No other lips, no other touch gets to me, baby, half as much. Yes, it's still the same old you in my heart. I thought that I would find a new, true love, but I might as well stop before I start. Although I try, oh how I try, to kiss your memory goodbye, it's still the same old you in my heart. I thought that I would find a new, truer love, but I might as well before I start. Although I try, oh how I try, to kiss your memory goodbye, it's still the same old you in my heart.
The same old you.
Yes, it's still the same old you in my
heart. Twine with my mingles of raven black hair, with the roses so red and the lilies so fair, the myrtle so bright with its emerald hue, and the pale and the leader and eyes look so blue. I will dance, I will sing, and my life shall be gay. I will charm every heart, in his crown I will sway. I woke from my dream and all idols was clay, and all portions of loving had all flown away. He taught me to love him and promised to love and cherish me over all others above. My poor heart is wandering, no misery can tell. He left me no warning, no words of farewell. He taught me to love him and call me his flower that was blooming to cheer him through life's weary hour. How I long to see him and regret the dark hour. He's gone and neglected his frail wildwood flower.
Joan Baez Anderson, Wildwood Flower, and it's time for me to get out of here. I'll be back around about the same time next week. Until then, I hope you have a good week and a safe week, and may I be the first to wish you a very good morning.